Hey, the Conquering Hindering Spears course is going to be available for pre-order for purchase for just another about 5 days. And that's it. That's it. So please, if you've been considering joining us as we go on a warpath against delays, impediments, hindrances, all manner of interference, obstacles in the financial realm, in the emotional realm, in the relational realm, across the board, please get over there right now to schoolofthespirit.tv and grab this course. Once it's gone, it is gone. You know, many people want to blame the enemy when there's hindrances or delays or obstacles in their life. We point the finger at the devil. That is our first response much of the time. Now, as we mature, that's no longer our first response. As we mature, we begin to discern the root of the attack, the root of the hindrance, the root of the delay. But until we get mature, we begin to point at the devil. And he has a field day with that, because many times he's not behind it. And so he's not behind the hindrance. And so you're just running in circles, you know, binding the devil, and the devil's just laughing at us. We should be laughing at him, not the other way around. Now, that said, the enemy is behind many of the hindrances and delays that we face. Now, I believe the enemy is behind a majority. How much of a majority? I don't know. But I believe the enemy is behind most of those hindrances and delays. I really, in my experience, I believe it's the enemy most of the time. Whether that's 51% or 90%, I don't know. But I do believe it's the enemy most of the time. That's why we have to learn how to conquer hindering spirits. But what if I told you that God himself was resisting you? You wouldn't like that, would you? Now, don't shout me down, because I'm teaching good. Listen, what if I told you that God himself was resisting you? What if I told you that you tied God's hands, that you caused your own delay, that you are the hindrance? Oh my goodness. I didn't think this was going to be a popular message. Listen, but it's one that will set you free if you'll receive it. Like I said, we can bind hindering spirits all day, all night. But if we have hidden sin, if we have hidden sin and secret faults, it's like a double whammy. God is hearing our prayers and we can't use our authority. So we are just stuck, going in circles, walking around the same mountains over and over again, having repetitive issues with the same people, repetitive issues in our finances, repetitive, because the enemy will come in like a flood, because if we have hidden sin, he has a legal right. I said the enemy will come in like a flood, because if we have hidden sin, he has a legal right. Hello. I said the enemy, come on. And so we need sometimes to repent. Sometimes we need to sit with the Lord and say, Lord, show me if there's any hidden secret faults, if there's sin that I don't even know I've committed. Sometimes we're just oblivious to our own sin. Seriously. Now, some things you should know that you did, but you know, some things you did it, you forgot to repent. I don't know. The broadcast today is going to set you free from hindrances you didn't even know you had, and hindrances you've been trying to get rid of that have to do with you, with your heart. And it's no coincidence that the Lord has had me record this, tape this, release this prayer call this morning, just a couple of days after Cindy Jacobs called for the church to repent. We're going to pray into all this and more in today's Mornings with the Holy Spirit. This is Jennifer LeClaire, walking in the Spirit and winning in the warfare. And I prophesy something good is going to happen to you today. I'm coming to you live from Fort Lauderdale. Our church, Awakening House of Prayer, is here. And I'm there on Sundays preaching, praying, prophesying, casting out demons, and healing the sick. I'd love for you to come to one of our three Sunday services. I share three different messages every week. If you're not in the region, you can watch that first service online at ahop.online. It's free to register and watch. If you want to go deeper with us, you can grab hold of the Web Church membership. Get in our virtual healing, prophecy, deliverance rooms, virtual life group, virtual community group, virtual prayer line, virtual pastoral advice. It's all there for you if you need it at ahop.online/webchurch. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Conquering Hindering Spirits. Guys, it's been a long time since I put out a course that I wanted you to get hold of just this bad, because I know how it changed the lives of the people out to whom I've taught it. And it's changed my life, and it's really opened my eyes, the study that I did. So please consider prayerfully grabbing hold of that course while you can. It's only available for a limited time. Once you grab it, it's yours forever, but it won't be public for anybody to get whatever they want. So please consider getting over there, schoolofthespirit.tv, Hindering Spirits, Conquering Hindering Spirits. Also, while you're over there, pick up the free e-course, 21 Days of Repentance and Consecration, in response to the prophetic word from Cindy Jacobs and the Apostolic Council of Prophetic Elders, on which I sit. We're going to read today from, well, before we do that, guys, share this with somebody. Share it with your time, share it on your timeline, share it with your friends, share it via Twitter, X, share it on Telegram, share it somewhere. Drop those hashtags for me. Hashtag Jennifer LeClaire, hashtag Mornings with the Holy Spirit. Today we're going to read from the original devotional. We're in our 10th year, guys. Mornings with the Holy Spirit, listening daily to the still small voice of God. And today's devotion is titled, Receive the Fear of the Lord. And here's what I heard the Lord say. As the world continues to grow darker, let your heart receive the fear of the Lord, and it will be a fountain of life to you. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and will lead you out of temptation's grip and help you work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. In the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence, and Father's mercy shall be with you even when you stumble and fall. I want to release the fear of the Lord into your heart and teach you to acknowledge me in all your ways, says the Spirit of the living God. Come on, we need the fear of the Lord. With everything that's going on and everything that's about to be exposed, there's more exposure coming, guys, big time. We need the fear of the Lord. We need the fear of the Lord. I said, we need the fear of the Lord. Come on. Scripture references are in the devotional. Pick up your copy of Mornings with the Holy Spirit on my website at Jennifer LeClaire or wherever you find books online. Now, the prayer starter from the devotional. Lord, release the fear of the Lord into my heart. Help me work out my salvation with fear and trembling. I refuse to compromise with the spirit of the world or bow to the will of man. I choose to be a friend of God and walk in your statutes. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we praise you today because you are a good God. You are the God who heals us, the God who delivers us, the God who protects us. You are the God who surrounds us with favor like a shield. You are the God who shows us things to come. You are the God who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. But Lord, help us to see our own flaws and faults, not unto condemnation, but to be convicted so that we can turn from our wicked ways, so we can turn from our sin, so we can turn from the things that hold us back, the things that hinder love. God, help us today. Lord, your word says that blessed is the one who fears the Lord always, but whoever hardens his heart will fall into calamity. Father, we don't want to fall into calamity. We're watching leaders fall left and right. If that's happening with the leaders, we know it must be happening with believers too. They just don't have a mega platform, so we don't hear about it. We know that the great falling away is underway, and we don't want to fall away, God. We don't want to be offended when it all starts coming down, God. We want to cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. You have made us great and precious promises. So help us, Lord, to turn from everything that hinders love, to turn from the ways of the world, to turn from Jezebelic conversations. Oh, Jesus, would you help us, Lord, because your mercy is for those who fear you from generation to generation. And we need you, God, more than ever. We can't do without you, God. apart from you, we can do nothing. There's no good thing in our flesh, but we're grateful that we are not apart from you. And we choose by force of our will to seek you with our whole heart. You tell us in your word that when we seek you early, we will find you. We need you. We draw close to you even now, oh God. And you promise that when we do, when we draw close to you, when we set aside the busyness of life and seek your heart, you will draw close to us. We will find you in a new way, a new perspective, a new understanding, a new revelation. God, that is our heart's desire. Let the spirit of wisdom and revelation fall upon us, God, in the name of Jesus. Let the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of God, the knowledge of the holy, the knowledge of the fear of the Lord, help us, Lord, to press past this flesh that wants to do its own thing and press in to the Holy of Holies, oh God. Help us to press in to the Holy of Holies, oh God. Would you help us to press in to the Holy of Holies and live there under the shadow of your wings, despite what the world has to offer? We say, no, it's not worth it. It's not worthy. We don't want it. It defiles us. Leave us alone. We are going to seek the Lord. We are going to pursue his heart. We are going to be conformed into his image. Therefore, we will work on renewing our mind completely, being renewed in the spirit of our mind so we can think right, because your thoughts are higher than our thoughts and your ways are higher than our ways. But we want to know you. We want to know you. We want to know your thoughts. We want to know you. We want to know your ways. We want to know you, God. We want to walk with you in the cool of the day. Before Adam and Eve fell, they walked with you in the cool of the day and they did not fear and they were not ashamed. They were living in bliss, God. We want to live in the spirit, walk in the spirit, move in the spirit, stand in the spirit, minister in the spirit, prophesy in the spirit, pray in the spirit. God, we want to do everything in the spirit. So would you help us, Lord, to walk in the fear of the Lord, to walk in your love, to walk in your peace, your joy, the fruit of the spirit, the gifts of the spirit. It's all about you. We want to glorify you. So help us today, God. Help us today, God. Help us today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We're going into our segment now. We are going to ask the Lord to show us these secret faults. David said, cleanse me of secret faults, hidden sin. There's sometimes you have generational issues of which you do not know. There's sometimes when you just took for granted that the Lord was good with a thing and he wasn't. It grieved his heart and we need to repent. Some of you know you're living in sin. Some of you know it. I had an altar call at the church last Sunday. And I knew that there were people in there who were fornicating, who weren't living right. Sure enough, a woman came forward, bless her heart. She was so brave. I said, what's the issue, sweetheart? She said, I had sex. I said, well, you know, we cannot play with the Lord in this hour. This is not a time. We're playing with fire, and the fire of God will burn. It'll burn away everything that hinders love when we press into it. But we don't want to play with fire. We don't want to play with it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we repent. Ask, show us, Lord, if there be any wicked way in us. Lord, we're not going to pretend that we are all high and mighty. We are not going to pretend like we've got it all together. We know that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But I speak prophetically even now to all of you out there who are living any kind of way you want to and think it's okay. You think the Lord doesn't see just because nobody else sees. And the Lord would say to you today, I am gracious and full of mercy. I am slow to anger. But there comes a time when enough is enough, when the cup of iniquity is full, says the Lord. So do not wait and do not hold back your repentance, but cry aloud to me, says the Lord, and understand that I will forgive you. I will cleanse you. I will keep you. But you must turn to me with your whole heart, and you must turn away from the things that have defiled you, the things that have caused you to be mesmerized with the world instead of with my heart. So repent, says the Lord, and I will forgive you. I will receive you. I will cleanse you. I will strengthen you. I will give you grace, says the Lord. And we say, yes, Lord, we will. We do. We repent. We change the way we think. Even now, we will press into your word. We will press into your spirit. We will press into your heart. We will make you our one thing. We will seek first the kingdom of God and all of your righteousness. We will do what you told us to do because we know that you're not slow to fill your promise as some count slowness. We know. We know that you're waiting for your church to repent. You're coming back for a bride without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. So, Father, you tell us in your word that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and heal their land. God, help us to begin to stand in the gap for even those who do not know you and they have yet refused to accept you and acknowledge you as their Lord and their Savior. Help us to continue to stand in the gap for them, showing forth your kindness that leads men to repentance, God, in the name of Jesus. Because in times of ignorance, God overlooked, but now he commands everywhere to repent. And we want to bear fruit in keeping with repentance. So would you help us, God, today in the name of Jesus? In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that who you love, you reprove, you discipline, you chastise. So we want to be zealous and repent. We don't want any of the stains of sin upon us. We don't want the filth of the world to defile us. We don't want our ears to grow dull of hearing what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. We do not want to come into agreement with Jezebel. We do not want to walk with the devil and the sin of the world. God, we want to walk with you. We want to talk with you. We want to move and live and have our being in you, with you, for you, God. So we surrender everything we are. We surrender all that we have. We surrender to you because you are worthy of our surrender. You're worthy of our devotion. You're worthy of our consecration. Jesus, Jesus, you are our one thing. We glorify you. We magnify you. Come on, we glorify you. We magnify you. We magnify you, oh God. Come on, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. He is the Lord and there is no other. He's either Lord of all or he's not Lord at all. And we say, you are our Lord. And we are dedicating ourselves to you afresh and anew. Our soul magnifies the Lord. We magnify you with thanksgiving because of your long suffering. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory. We magnify you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Guys, we've got to get it together. We're never going to be perfect as long as Jesus is until he comes back and catches us up, and until we go on to the heavenly realms and leave behind these fleshly tents, these earth suits. As long as we're wearing this flesh, we are going to be tempted to sin, and sometimes we will fall into it. Scripture says in James that if any man can tame his tongue, he can bridle the whole body. If any man doesn't miss it, any woman doesn't miss it with their words, they're able to bridle their whole body. And we have missed it. We have missed it time and time again in our thoughts, in our words, and in our deeds. And I want to invite you to join me for 21 days of repentance and consecration. This is a free journey, 21 days. It starts on May the 6th, I believe. If you're listening to a replay, it might not in this past May, this past June, you probably won't be able to get in on it. But you can start whenever you want, even if you're starting on day 10. We're on day 10. You can start on day 1. You know, we haven't started yet, but you can start as long as it's there, you can start it. You can keep it forever. This is a free e-course that I put together in response to Cindy Jacobs' word that she released by the Spirit of the Lord with the backing of the Apostolic Councils of Prophetic Elders. Some of you may have seen me on the Zoom with her and Bishop Hammond and Dr. Sharon and others. I want to urge you in this season to understand that sometimes the hindrance is not a spirit, it's you. It's me. We hinder ourselves. So I want you to do two things today for me. We're having an abbreviated broadcast today because of the event that we're in the middle of. I want you to do two things for me today. Well, for yourself, I want you to get to schoolofthespirit.tv, and I want you to grab hold of this course while you can, because it won't be there forever. And this is a prime time. I want to lead you. We're going to go through this together. It's not going to be an hour a day. They're going to be short sessions, but I want to keep this before you until repentance becomes a lifestyle. You can find it at schoolofthespirit.tv. You can also go over there and get the Conquering Hindering Spirits course. And I really wish that you would, because this is critical to your success in this season. And get these two things, grab hold of them now while you can. Schoolofthespirit.tv. I want to urge you to grab that Hindering Spirits course, the delays, the hindrances, the obstacles, whatever you want to call it. Scripture calls it a hindering spirit. And we want to get above that. It's because it comes up from behind. And that course won't be up too much longer. I believe that starts on May the 6th. So you've got maybe 9 days left to get it. And, then it's gone. So please do consider that. I'm really trying to help you with this one. You know, you don't ever hear me talk about something quite this much, do you? So please grab that while you can. Schoolofthespirit.tv, as well as 21 Days of Repentance and Consecration. Listen, you can also get I've got an audio book on consecration. I've got a Kindle book on consecration. There's not a paperback. Maybe there will be one day, but right now we've got those things on Amazon as well. But you'll find all that at schoolofthespirit.tv, and you'll be able to grab hold of those things. This is a serious time that we're in. It's not a time to play games with God. You know, we need to walk circumspectly. We need to walk, carefully, because the days are evil. And it's growing darker out there. And there's a real risk of all sorts of wars and violence in the earth. And, you know, we could stay hidden with Christ in God. We really can. We can stay hidden with Christ in God. We really can. And I want to invite you to do that. Listen, if you want to sow into the ministry today, we could sure use your help. We're still looking for 1,000 people to sow $250 or, you know, $25 a month over the next 12 months to help us make up for all the losses that we sustained through the school, through the person I hired that stole our money, through the lost opportunities that we could not take advantage of because of the school. It goes on and on. If you can help us with that, we would appreciate that. You can go to jenniferleclair.org/donate. You can sow a one-time seed there, become a partner there at jenniferleclair.org/donate. You could use the text to give. Text the word give to 754-701-2161. 754-701-2161. And follow the prompts there. You can use the Cash App. Cash App is $PropheticBooks. Cash App is $PropheticBooks. As well as the Zelle is info@jenniferleclair.org. PayPal is paypal.me/JenniferLeClair. You can also use the P.O. Box 30563, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33301. 33301. Oh, God help me. P.O. Box 30563. Fort Lauderdale, 33301. 33301. It's funny how you memorize things and then you forget them. You go on autopilot with it, don't you? God is good all the time. This is an abbreviated broadcast, and I'm sorry for it, but I wanted to get on live with you and pray with you for these few minutes. And I thank you, Lord, for those who are giving and helping us continue in this work, this important work. I've been dropping the plumb line in the prophetic for 20 years, and here we are. And the same with the prayer movement. I thank you, Lord, for that opportunity. And I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for all those who are sowing and giving and helping us today. I ask you to bless it back to the givers in Jesus' name. And Father, lift up all those under the sound of my voice, all of the schoolofthespirit.tv students, the Elijah Company, the Ignite Prophetic Network, my company of seers, the awakeningprayerhubs.com, Awakening House Church, Awakening Web Church, Awakening House of Prayer Leaders, and our local church here in Fort Lauderdale. Lord, I say, bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. Jesus. Jesus. I feel the heart of the Lord. Enlarge our territory. Keep us from doing evil, Lord, and bless us as we go in your will, help us discern your will. Help us to avoid the snares of Satan, God. Deliver us from evil. Give us this day our daily bread. You are our only good. Lord, I ask you to bring home prodigals, restore marriages, heal bodies, deliver people from evil. And Lord, save our loved ones in the name of our friends in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise and honor and glory because there's no God like you. No God as beautiful as you. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Remember, guys, please grab that Conquering Hindering Spirits course and the 21 days of prayer, 21 days of repentance and consecration. You get to find it all at schoolofthespirit.tv. Amen. Do that for me. Let's get with it. Let's get with the Lord's program here. I know I'm preaching to the choir here. You guys are awesome. I love you so much. We'll be back to our regular broadcasts soon. Have a breakthrough day.